Hi, everybody. Welcome. This is Creation Lightship Healing, and this is our Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We'll go to the Lightship probably maybe about 20 till the hour here, a quarter till. We'll just see how many questions we have and emails to answer. So today's date is June 20th, 2015. And tomorrow is the 21st, so we're kind of in the solstice summer energies here, and also Father's Day. So we have energies from the past. I don't know when Father's Day was actually created, we'll say, to have people note that, but solstices have been going on for a long, long time. So if you're doing any celebrations or connecting to that energy, and it is, I believe, the longest day of the year, but if you are doing some... hopefully not, but if you're doing rituals or practices or chanting or burning candles or whatever, just kind of realize that that's bringing you way into the past. So who started this process? Okay. And so you're going into those timelines a long, long time ago, and then you're bringing, just say you're bringing a 10,000-year-old timeline into your reality right now, and then you're going to be on that timeline. If you are following these particular dates, typically it could be for your whole life, but we'll just say that it stops, you know, in September, you know, and then, you know, it goes into December for the shortest day. But you're living these timelines during your celebrations, and whatever those people believed and thought going back, you know, say, we'll just say 10,000 years, it could even be longer, but you're connecting yourself to these really old, ancient energies. And that's probably what you don't want to do. You want to be in the now, not living the past, not contaminating yourself from something that's really old and an old mindset. Let's clear the dates here right away. So let's clear the date for today, which is June 20th. And then we'll do June 21st. So here we go. Clearing June 20th. And this you could do yourself. These are keywords. We have the alien keyword intercept. You want to put those dates in there. And also, you know, your natal chart clearing is very good to put those dates in, too. They free yourself from that. And I imagine you could probably even go into maybe the planet star vortex clearing. Those things out there that are probably ships that are hooking up to you. Different names, and there's a lot of stars out there, but are they really stars? You know, that little song, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, How I Wonder What You Are, you know, well, hello, you know. So let's first clear June 20th, 2015. So here we go, releasing that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, boy, pretty heavy. Do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then we'll do it tomorrow, Sunday, June 21st, 2015. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll clear Father's Day. Well, that could be an emotional situation if you have had a father that maybe is no longer living here. Or you're separated or something, there's always things up and down with that. But here we go. Releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. So to do these clearings on yourself, you know, you may want to do the natal barcode. Definitely do, you know, timeline crashes. And, you know, these energies are probably pretty old, naturally. So, you know, kind of see, maybe you might get a glimpse of something in your mind's eye of seeing something going on. You never know. And, or maybe you saw a movie that kind of relates to it, and you go, wow, I can remember seeing this scenario going on. Maybe it relates to the summer solstice, you know. So, but anyway, remember, you don't want to be quartered to that, connected to it. And or another way of saying it, you don't want to live on those timelines. You want to be here. So let's now do a clearing here. Let's clear away some emotions that you may have from maybe these dates or just something that's happened to you during the week. So here we go. This is Saturday. So think of the last week. We had situations going on. I'll clear one of those for you. So here we go. Think of something. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Let's energize the light beams on your monitor screen. And we'll do all males this time again. So there'll be 3 males per picture. So you can watch them change. Their eyes will get brighter normally, more three-dimensional, start to float off the page a little bit as the energy comes into them. So here we go. And they'll be activated throughout the program here. So first light beam, stronger, 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 and stronger. The next light beam, if you have another one up, stronger, 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 and stronger. The last one, stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Make sure that you're all here, so check your finger exercise and have your index finger, either one or both of them, kind of go in front of you. And it should be kind of dead on center. So just have your body show you. If you're to the right and you're in the future, that's where your hopes and dreams are. And then if you're in the past, that would be to the left. And normally the left is all that's what's wrong with you in your life, past situations, negativity, things that you don't want to have recycled again. But you think about them, and sure enough, they're now on your plate, and you're reliving your past as history repeats itself once you connect into the energy. You don't really want to go into your past reality of consciousness, as it will come out into your future and into your now, so you'll be living your past all over again. And that's mainly fear. So most people are in fear heavily. That's what you look at, and that's what you deal with, is fear from your past. Oh, we'll see if our co-host is on out there. Are you around, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. Yes, I'm here, and I was doing the finger exercise and found that I was a little in the future. So I just carefully, slowly moved my finger center to my face. So I think I'm in the now timeline with you, Ron. And if you're wondering,
so,
listeners...
So what I've been playing with the last while here is getting into the New Earth timeline. Not the New Earth. Original timeline where there's peace. So that's what I've been working with. What I kind of saw this morning doing different things, you know, battling with the aliens and stuff and doing intel work, what I saw was a new type of life form. And this kind of goes along with all the sci-fi movies that you've seen. Probably maybe since maybe the original Terminator movie. So with you know, with the robotic androids. So what I saw was this being that looked like it was hooked up, living with tubes and everything else, hydraulic tubes, we'll say, and different types of robotic programs and things like this here. But it had no skin. So I'm looking at this and I go, that's interesting. And then all of a sudden, out of the chest area, came like 3 laser beams. And they kind of pinpointed an area outside of the body, maybe 10 feet away. And we now have heard about, in our reality here, you've heard about 3D printers, okay? Where you can put like a tool in there and it'll kind of copy the whole thing exactly, or a gear or something, okay? And then all of a sudden, voila, this thing spits out the other end and you got this replica of what you put in there. So this thing actually started creating skin and the outside covering for the robotics and the way the thing was designed on the inside. So all of a sudden, I see this thing doing this here. And I go, well, that's pretty weird, you know. And it got the whole outer wrapping completed, like, you know, a human standing there, because that's what it wanted to replicate. And then this thing walked over to this robotic thing, okay, and wrapped itself around the body, came into the body, and now it's over the body, covering the whole thing. So it was kind of like, you know, being like a clear coat, we'll say, being sprayed on, but it just walked over and it fit perfectly over the body. And all of a sudden, voila, now this thing looked human. So I go, oh, great, now I got these things to deal with, you know. And then it went over and it saw another human, maybe without this, maybe a real human, and it now created the exact human energy. It's like it made one for itself. Now it made another one for this human. And I go, oh, what's going to happen next? And this thing walked over, and it wasn't that thick. I will say, as I look at it now, was about an eighth of an inch thick. And it covered the human, just all of a sudden went over there and formed all around the human. And now this thing is able to remote control and imprint the body with its commands, okay? So that could be maybe like, in a sense, like a shapeshifter or something. So it now took over the body. And then it could come off the body, and now the person would be who they really would be. So anyway, that's the newest thing that I've seen. That's, you know, today. Anyway, you probably have all seen the sci-fi movies where somebody gets cut and, you know, that you see, you know, mechanical metal parts inside moving and, you know, shock absorbers, you know, and hydraulic cylinders and things making the body function and work. So that's what I saw today. Anyway, just thought I'd give you some information here. Oh, I'm going to back over to Kathy. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, are you saying that the skin-covered robot engulfed the human, but the human did not notice or see that or try to stop it?
Yeah, the human was human, so it had a skeleton, but this thing just came over the outside of the skin. Just kind of like you put a mask on yourself. Some people put masks over their heads, you know. So that's what I saw.
Right. So it's like an entity that hops in, or a shapeshifter that hops into a human. We don't know that they're there.
Outside. So we normally see people change forms. Mm-hmm. And maybe this is what they have been doing in the past. They create a replica of the person's skin. And they put that over the you know, their other skin, and all of a sudden the skin now and control the body's functions, okay? Now the body is like a robot. It doesn't have the tubes inside or anything else like a regular robot would have, but it will be able to connect with the cellular memory and control the body, and or somebody's in the Beyondo or someplace controlling the body with whatever they want the body to do, or to communicate, or talk to people. Back to you.
Well, that sounds like a lot more sophisticated and controlling than normal.
Yeah. So I guess the, you know, the question would be, you know, yikes, and what do I do if I see one of these things? You know, well, you probably, if you see it, you're probably on the wrong timeline. Remember, you're on a timeline where these are created. They're not created in light. So you're experiencing an alien timeline where these things are, but you want to get back into the peace timeline, source timeline, where it's all completely balanced and perfect, and that's where you need to be. Like when I started the program, I mentioned about people are probably tapping into the solstice energy on this date, and they're going sideways completely with that consciousness that's controlled by everybody who has thought about what they believe this date means. So you're tied into these programs. Remember, each person will think something, and it goes up, like I say, in a sense, making it very simple, like into a cloud. So this cloud out there of this date of, we'll just say, June 20th, 21st, has this consciousness, and people put in their energy into that cloud, and then that cloud can control people who tap into it. And that's how people do psychic attacks, and how, sorcerers and magicians and people that do awful things, dark side practitioners, people doing spells and curses, that's what they tap into, is that cloud of energy. But this one here seems to be something that everybody does. You know, it's known. You know, everybody knows about this particular date. And, maybe every quarter you know about, these times. So you're actually living in those timelines, bringing forth stuff to you that you know nothing about. You don't know how people thought, even 50 years ago. And you're bringing in that density into you, and you want to be in the now. Otherwise, you're living in those timelines, so you get abducted instantly. And then you're living something else. You're not living in the now. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, more on that later as you see fit, and we're going to move on with the program questions. So first an announcement for those listeners who want to connect with Ron, send a question or a comment. We're right now on bbsradio.com, Station 2, and on the Creation Lightship Healings page, there's a box that says Click Fast Chat over on the left, and also there's another line that says Quick Chat Live with Ron, our host for BBS Fast Chat. So you can click on that and send Ron a question or comment anonymously and confidentially unless you put your name in it. And keep in mind that we cannot write back to you if you send a quick message because we will not have your email address. And that is called the CLS Fast Chat Feedback Form, and that's where also the page of the light beams that Ron energized is on, as well as the latest events Ron's scheduled. And the next one is tomorrow, June 21st, for the physical intensive, the trip to the Creation Lightship for 8 hours with Ron, if you're pre-registered. And then on the top of that page, there's a lot of different links that can take you to things that we discussed during the program, such as Ron mentioned the finger exercise at the beginning, and that will be there. Also, you can look at tips, topics from A to Z for things that we discuss, and all sorts of other things. So there's a lot of reminders, and you can also email Ron from that page, too, just for convenience. It's very concisely set up for your ease in communicating and getting information. And a lot of the links take you right to Ron's host page. CLS is a creationlightshiphealing.com. And so I'll be watching the inbox for messages to Ron and also the usual email address, clsquestions@yahoo.com. If you'd like to send a question over to the program tonight. And now, Ron, we can get to some of the questions, and we've gotten some from listeners on the East Coast, and maybe I could get to those first so they can, they get tired, they can go to bed because it's later there. Would that be all right?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Someone from the East Coast wants to know, Ron, have you ever been inside the tunnels under Mount Shasta? And if so, what is in there?
I believe I have been a long time ago. I did see some Lemurian people, but it's been so, this is like maybe 15 years ago. So I really can't reference it, but I did see maybe four beings there. They seemed pretty peaceful, and they seemed tall, and I left. So I didn't really have any reason to stay or to do anything, but yeah, I did see that. As far as I bilocated there, let's put it that way, but I have not visited those energies since then. They just seem to be very peaceful. If they attack me for any reason, I will be there. instantly. So, but as of now, this moment, you know, I don't have anything to say good or bad about them because they just seem to be peaceful. So that's it.
Good. Okay, next question. Were there any of the 90% of the people who were abducted on December 2012, had any of them had the Creation Lightship healings with you?
No. All the ones that I saw were just regular, ordinary people that were connected to darkness, and they bought the scenario of maybe, like I say, the Mayan calendar. Could be other things also going on, but they believed in their particular prophecy of the end of the calendar, and they probably also, you know, since they had that belief of that, they probably did a sacrifice themselves with themselves, which is what the Mayan tradition was, is to sacrifice people. So they probably all enjoyed walking up those pyramids to be terminated. So, and then I also saw people, they looked like they were in glass ships, walking around mesmerized, maybe drugged or something. It's kind of like walking in circles. And that was, you know, they sat and they just took off. So I don't know what exactly happened. I do know about all the clones that came. You know, all of you out there, if you've been listening, you can just remember all the experiences with people behind the counter taking your money or doing different things. It was all really bizarre. It was still bizarre, you know. So, just interesting. Find real humans now, you know. You have to look really hard. So, anyway. And why? Because, you know, the humans probably a little more spunkier, you know. And they want to live life where a robotic clone a clone body of a human. Two different types of clones, in case you're listening here and you don't understand. Okay, so we have the clones that are made in the basement, that's what they call it, and also up on ships. And these clones don't have a spirit. So they are a true clone replica. And they copy a way human looks, so they look human. Okay. The other ones that are cloned are replicas of people, but they do have a spirit. And that's what they do, is they take part of the spirits that they capture, take a little piece of it, we'll say, and add it to it inside, force it into that body that they created, kind of like a test tube baby. We'll just make it that way to make it simple. And all of a sudden the clone appears. And the clone then does, you know, live here, and they get switched out. So most people listening would be that type of clone. And then you're real about 3 hours a month. That's when you have your inspiration and you want to really do something great. And the time frame leaves you. That's what I do at the expos, is make people real. You can hold that for about a week. We'll be starting to do that. I need a little more intel and information on it so I can do that on my Thursday calls. I mentioned that about a month or so ago, but I'm still working on that for the energy to do that. That way you will stay human more often by going on those calls. Otherwise, you're switched out every 10 minutes. Different you. Watch people, and you know the way you tell is, well, if you just got put in here, then by an alien race that's controlling you, then if you watch other people, they're getting switched out before your eyes, and you can actually see them change. Before your eyes, especially if you're talking to them. They'll blink, they'll look up in the sky, they won't know what you're saying. It may take maybe a tenth of a second to a half a second for them to get downloaded so that they're actually going to be here. So anyway, that's the disturbing thing. But that's why you want to get into the now timeline of source energy of this planet. That way it's that peaceful and everything is in balance, everything is in harmony. No duality. So that's where you want to live. Back to you, Kathy.
The listener who wrote in this email had three more questions, but Ron, I'm going to forward them to you due to time limitations for your response. Okay, so moving on to the next one. So you mentioned something about clones, and now a listener who's been running the clone into light clearing says that she'd like your comments on a strategy to get a better clone, because what she's doing is setting the minutes to 3,000, then she'll stop and do a new earth transfer, then assess if it would be good to run the clone into light clearing again. She keeps getting a yes to run it for herself and her family.
Okay, yeah. So I'll describe that clearing. So we have three clearings that are similar. One is alien to light. So that means that if an alien is out there, and maybe the alien's bugging you, you know, maybe it doesn't, you know, it's bugging you because it wants to come into light because you're glowing a lot, you know, and you have a lot of spirit energy with you. So it wants to come into the light, but it has to keep bothering you and maybe in a negative way, and you don't know what to do. So that's the alien to light. What that does, if the alien is alien that has no spirit, and the light will take it and reform its body into light and give it a spirit that looks out of its eyes. Well, that's the alien to light one. The next one would be clone to light. Clone to light is what we were talking about, where either a person is a real clone or a clone every 10 minutes, and that could even be you. So you may want to just run yourself, which is what the person is doing, so that you're able to keep the integrity of you, and with that spirit infusion energy, it will keep you to be more human. Remember, each time you get switched out, the alien race has to take the blueprint of the previous alien race that they have and the conditions that you're dealing with, like a sore thumb, and then they give it to the next one, and then they fabricate that, and then they bring you back here with the sore thumb. So, you know, as you do the clone to light clearing, you're going to have a more difficult time. They may take and put a clone in, but instantly as that clearing is running, now you become human. And so I guess the question was, and as you get rid of all these energies, as you do like timeline crashes and things, on your physical condition, eventually it's gone because there's no more timelines. You wiped out the aliens and wiped out the timelines. All those timelines where there's probably millions of people on it, just say the worry timeline or the fear timeline, you know, people have all these things going on. And all of a sudden those timelines are gone, then all of a sudden, wow, gone. Then, you know, what gets back into here has to be you, the real you. So the question was, can you ask for a smarter clone? Of course. I would definitely do that. And maybe they will give you one that's a little bit smarter, because they really don't care long, because they're still controlling you. And maybe a smarter clone might be able to give them more energy than a dumb one, you know. I do tell people you can do that, because it does work, because they really don't care how this is going on, because they just want to steal your energy. Spirit energy, you know, your life force energy, your emotional energy. They ask for a smarter clone. And people have done that, and they go, wow, what a difference. You know, wake up one day, and maybe the person in the movie set that's creating you and everything else around you, maybe they're a beginner, you know. And somebody who's, this is their first time at it, and you wake up and you go, oh, man, I don't feel like myself. I feel awful. You know, you look in the mirror and you scream because it doesn't look like you, you know. And so you go, what did they do to me, you know? And so in 10 minutes they go, well, this guy made a mistake here, because the blueprint is one thing, and what they see, you know, in the past, since we control timelines, doesn't look like you. They go, we'll fix it. So now 10 minutes later you look in the mirror and you go, oh, man, I feel a lot better. Oh, I used to have bumps on my face, you know, my eyeballs are poking out, you know, and I look good now, you know. I have the right hair color, and perfect, you know. So with intelligence, smartness, yeah, you can ask for smarter clone. And people have done that and commented and said, yeah, this is great. I'm smarter. And it kind of goes along with entities. I'll just keep going with entities. You're going a little off subject. So you know, here you are, you're going to be doing a math test, right, or a chemistry test or whatever, you know, in school. Luckily, I don't go to school longer, but maybe some people are listening who are younger. And, you know, and this you've all done anyway, probably. So you're really worried about passing this test. Maybe this is a big test, and maybe you're, you know, going to get a C plus, or, you know, you want to get a B minus, and you're really worried, or you're between an A and a B, and you got to pass that to get the A. You know how it is. So you're worried. Oh, man, I need to really pass this test. So actually, your parents probably went to church. So you go, well, I'm going to ask God for some help here, you know. So you go, oh, God, help me put this math problem here, this test I'm having. I need to pass it. Good grade. So you're asking the darkness out there for a favor. Anything outside of yourself, you know, is going to be darkness because you're light. So, you know, you're asking for a favor. What happens? So an entity hears you. And the entity could be, you know, a math professor who died, you know, 10 years ago. They go, oh, I can be useful now. I know all about this. So this emotional body now hops into you, and you start taking your tests, and lo and behold, man, you know everything. What happened? Boy, God really fixed me up here. It's the entity, okay? So take the test. Maybe you got 100% on it. And the instructor goes, what happened here? Is that person cheating, you know? But anyway, so anyway, you passed your test and you got your grade that you wanted. But did you release the entity? You're always asking for favors, right, outside of yourself. I need help with this, help with that. You know, you don't ask your spirit. You just ask outside of yourself. That's what you're used to doing. But did you release it? No? Probably not. And kick it out of your body. Say, okay, thank you. You got to go now. All of a sudden, now this thing's with you for your whole life. And it has physical conditions. It died already, right? What did it die of? You could die from what it died of, too. Oh, maybe it had skin rashes, and you wonder why you have skin rashes now after you took your math test. You know, you go, what's going on here? You know, why do I have all these problems? You know, why am I limping? You know, why do I have this wrong with me? Well, it's because that entity is with you, and it's imprinting into your body all of its life experience. And, you know, that's what happens. I'll give you a scenario here. This is a true one here, so I'm going a little sideways. But and I mentioned this in one of the other programs, I think. So this lady is turning 21, I believe. And throughout her whole life, from probably 3 years on, became like a tomboy. Did a lot of male things. And she actually became she's worked for like CDF. And she went out and fought fires, okay? During the summertime. I don't know if very many women do that, but that's what she was doing. So she had this nightmare, continuously waking up in a cold sweat and stuff, before she turned 21, and felt like she'd be dying, you know, at the age of 21. So she came to me, and I said, what happened was sometimes, you know, when you're really young, somehow this person riding a motorcycle died. Plus she had a problem with her right shoulder, right arm, and she had these phantom pains and came numb, and it hurt her all the time. And throughout her life, you know, her parents tried to find out what it was, going to different types of doctors and checking out, and else, you know, how that goes. And they couldn't find anything. So that was her physical problem. So what happened was, when I looked at it, I go, well, this male, you know, mind you, it's male, was riding a motorcycle, got into a wreck on a freeway, and I think he had his arm either shattered or ripped off, motorcycle accident. And then, you know, the person died. Well, the entity popped into her at the age of 3. And so, you know, she, in that this entity was a male, she took on, you know, being male with male attributes, you know, doing male things. And it died at 21, and that's why she had these dreams of dying. It was going to be dying. It knew it would die. It didn't live past 21. So I released it. Instantly, her pain that she had on her shoulder for her whole life went away, and all the dreams stopped. So that's what happens. So that's shine some light on the paranormal here a little bit, and you know, different things that happen. Anyway, that's sort of like asking for something outside of yourself, but she didn't do that, but you know, it took over her body. Anyway, back to you.
That was fascinating, but what you're saying is that if to the person who wants to get a better clone strategy, you're saying that they could ask for...
Yeah, the alien races aren't really going to care because they're going to take your energy regardless. So they may have, they may listen to your, you know, in a sense it would be like a demand. So they may be listening to that. And they may go, okay, yeah, you know, the last alien race gave this person really a dumb clone, and we'll make him smart. And so we'll do that as we pass the baton on with your energies in it, we'll say, and they will change that. Remember, they're in control of time. They can stop time whenever they choose to. And they could be, you know, they could turn you off for hours or even maybe weeks or months. You won't know that because they're in control of your reality. So the thoughts that you have and your eyes being open, watching things, they can just freeze you. And you won't know that they're doing anything to you. So back to you.
I just want to mention, Ron, that you have a lot of YouTube videos. For any listeners who have time to listen to Ron on YouTube, they're also on the CLS welcome page on that. You can go to Ron's host page, creationlightship.com, and click over to the right. You'll see where he has himself on YouTube. These are all YouTubes that were recorded lectures of Ron's at different expos he goes to. So he has his own YouTube channel now, and there's one about clones that he discusses in depth what to do and what clones are like and how to recognize them and decloning and clone removal and how to get a more enhanced clone. So I would like to suggest checking into Ron's YouTube videos as well as the one that Mr. Oxygen provided on his channel, Mr. Oxygen 1. That was from the expo Ron went to in New York just a few months ago. So those are all really great resources, and even if you've seen them, it's good to check into them again and just get a refresh memory, because as we're getting cloned out, we can't be expected to remember all those details, can we, Ron? These obviously questions come up again and again.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm going to do a clearing here. Remember, we mentioned about aliens into light. So these clearings, you have to send us an email, you know, to the co-host, and they will, that's clsquestions@yahoo. So I'll say it again, clsquestions@yahoo.com. Send a request for that, and they'll send you out the alien to light and clone to light clearing. And there's one more for pets and animals to help them out. I think there's even like a human to light one if people get overtaken. But what it does, the alien to light, and we'll do that right now to help out the people or the aliens that could be in your body that want to come into the light. And remember, there are people that are aliens here. We're all aliens initially, but I'm talking about ones that are more recent that have come here maybe in the last 500 years that got stuck here, or ones that, you know, are floating around that attach to people and do bad things, but they do want to get out of here. They're trying to hitchhike with you, you know, on ascension time or something. So we'll get them out. Unfortunately, it can't get you out because you're living here, but they're invisible. So I can work with the invisible very easily in a sense, but, I'd love to be able to take all of the people out of here. I want to get on that timeline of the now and be in peace and neutrality, you know, for the earth. That's where you want to get onto the timeline. Otherwise, you're in dark side, you know, manifestations of this, and it looks all the same to you. Can't tell the difference, but you can tell the difference when you're on the Earth one. Well, I shouldn't say new Earth, because it's not a new Earth. It's the old Earth, but the original Earth timeline. That's in light. That's where you want to go to. But I'm going to get rid of aliens right now. So here we go. Well, if there's any aliens out there listening in bodies of people, that they can leave here now. So I'll just count to five, and they'll go back where they are requesting to go to. And if they want to have a body of light, which is what we're mainly doing for them, then they can have that and go to a planet that they choose to live. And it's a little more complicated, but just making it very simple, they can leave here and become a light body. Oh, here we go. They'll go to the light ship and have that done. So got to go to the light ship quickly. So here we go. It's about a quarter tail. So one, releasing them. Two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh, a lot of them. Eight, nine, and ten. Wonderful. So we'll go to the light ship now, I guess. The way it works, you're going to be bilocated out of time. You're still going to be where you are, so not going to disappear. Your cat won't look around trying to find you, you know, or anything like that, because you're not here, but you will be here. And you can take up your pets and animals, flower, tree, garden, plants. A lot of people take their plants up, and all of a sudden people start commenting, geez, your plants look beautiful, or your garden, you have all this fruit. Large fruit, how did you do? What are you using? What kind of a miracle grow or something? But these are just light energies coming into your plants, so you have to request that. The light doesn't judge you, so you have to think of a condition now that you would like to have corrected, and it'll do what it can do to help you. Remember, your energetic invisible bodies that are here can have contamination and prevent what your request is from happening. On the light ship, you are fixed. So here we go. Go up to the light ship. If you are a Bible person, you could just exchange word Father that Jesus talked about and put light ship in there, and you'll get a little more understanding. So here we go. Go into the light ship, and we have some requests already for some rooms. Rooms are materialized, and you're going to be physical on the light ship, and you can talk to the light beings or communicate some way. So here we go. Going up, I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five, and now you're there. This is creation energy, and you can just sit back and relax. We're going to go into the first room here. Notice, look around you. Everything is like separated from you. No longer in this reality, but you're just viewing it. So here we go. We go into the room with the really tall trees. It could be redwood trees. They're very tall. So here we go, going into this room. And you want to request a healing, and the trees will help you. So here we go, tree energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And I want to go into the detox room. Pretty common. So this is what I call the hot tub room. Not like the old days of the 60s, you know. Everybody has their own room at their end. So here we go. Going into the hot tub room for detoxification. And again, request your healing. One, two, three, four, five. And we have a request for the giant sunflowers. These are really large. They're about 6 foot in diameter. And normally in the rooms, the light beings will create this energy for you, and there's normally three of them. So here we go, sunflower room. And the energy, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And next room is the bumblebee room. We're going in there. So one, these are big bumblebees too. These are kind of like you could ride on them in a sense. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And you can touch their fur if you like. You know, they're big. They're kind of like, you know, like a size of a, like you'd see at an amusement park, you know. They're probably about 6 foot in length, okay, and you're sitting on them. Fur is very soft. I guess it would be fur. Oh, here we go. More energy from the bumblebees. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into a room. If you have a condition where you need oxygen, we'll go into the bubbly oxygen room. We go there tomorrow quite often. And so this is a room also for like lung detox. So here we go, going in there. So one, check your breathing here, but this is a room that's designed for that. So here we go. One, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you have any lung condition, we'll go to the actual room where they work with your lungs, and also heart conditions. And we'll go into the cancer cell release room. So we're going to three separate rooms here. If these rooms tend to, want you to go in there or you want to have a checkout, you can. So not have anything wrong, but they'll check you out anyway. So here we go, going into these rooms. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll go into a room of your choice here. And if you don't know of one, we'll go into the room with the deer. Here's a deer energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And the floating magnet room we'll go into, that's where it helps to release your pain. And these little magnets will float around you. So if you have pain, some people like to just put their hand where the pain is. Otherwise, they'll know anyway, but some people like doing that. So here we go. Pain release room with the floating magnets. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we got three rooms here. So we'll go into the water room. So here we go. And we're going to visit the dolphins. And I think we'll go to the pink dolphins. So here's the pink dolphins coming. Via them, request your healing. Stronger. Stronger and stronger, and whale room. These are silver whales. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Then we have the manatees, and they're very, very gentle. So here they come. So energy into you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody. So we'll come back from the light ship, and your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with you. And you're going to notice the energy will change as you come back down here. So normally when I'll count from 5 to 1. When I hit normally 3, I feel like everything's connected here, like you're landed on Earth. So coming back, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Here you are. Okay. So, back to you, Kathy.
Oh, thank you for that nice trip to the Creation Light Ship, Ron. And we all, I'm sure, if we're pre-registered, look forward to going there tomorrow for some intense healing. And best of all, regaining our spirit, some of our spirit. So, Ron, when you took us to the lung clearing area and gave us some oxygen, I just wondered, because of some questions we received, would you recommend or would you make a recommendation of a healing, online healing that is, for someone's child who has asthma?
Well, I would probably first do the pre-clearing, which is the alien oxygen. I think it's cold removal or something. You just go into the free list of healings on the left side and click the little drop-down box, and they'll say alien oxygen. So do that one first. Let's see. From there, let me think. If it's a condition that seems to be really stubborn to get rid of, you may want to go on to, I think it's 3 months in length, go on to the body jump start. Lots and lots of clearings there. It's a bundle. And it's a reduced price compared to buying each individual clearing. But you want to do that. From there, you may have entities connected to the child, bringing that condition to the child. You may have some type of barcode. You may have energetic cordings. So those are what you may want to also look into. We do conference calls, weekly. four different calls on the weekday. So you may want to do that just to see any of those tend to help. Anything else you can think of? You know, the naturally timeline crashing. Remember, aliens who have you, once you get rid of the timeline of that illness, then they're not going to replicate you with that illness. That's why you do timeline crashing. You're replicated, and each time, every 10 minutes, they bring you back here with your condition. When I do this at the expos, people have lost weight. One lady said she lost 2 inches on her waist, came up, did the clearing, and it might even, I don't know if it's on YouTube or not, but this is back in New York, maybe 2 years ago or something, but she says her pants shrunk 2 inches. Her body shrunk 2 inches, I should say, and but most people feel different, and they don't know what to think when they're made real, because they look at everybody and they can see a glow. And it's, for me, it's just quite interesting to watch, to finally see real humans that are talking to clones all the time. I enjoy doing that. So anyway, because people don't have any energy. You do this, the room changes completely. It gets brighter. People glow. People become three-dimensional. Otherwise, they look like mannequins. So, back to you.
Well, you had asked about what else could be done, and there's another listener who, from the East Coast, she has problems with her lungs. She's been having serious coughing, residual congestion, she says, and she's hit on some suggestions. She says because lungs supposedly hold grief or emotions, she's wondering if it could be cording, which you mentioned, energetic people cording. And then she did the timeline crash, and it was relieved, but it came back. But she also suggested that she has done alien attack removal, parasitic life form touched from others. She thinks she may have gotten it from someone else. And then you suggested maybe she had it, maybe this was recurring. So she's asking about the recurring barcode removal, clearing, and any other suggestions.
Yeah, the reoccurring barcode, that's when you have a situation that keeps happening to you. You don't know how to get rid of it. And all of a sudden you realize that you have a barcode and you're being tracked. And that's what you're here to do, is to have that condition. Aliens can take it away from you. So take the energy for that one condition. So the reoccurring barcode, you may want to try that. But I would do a lot of timeline crashes on it. You're not replicated with it every 10 minutes. So I'd probably do, had it for a while, I'd probably do 5,000 timeline crashes, put up a bunch of windows, and change the timer from, I think, 15 maybe minutes to 5. And we do have information on the website here. I think I sent it over to you on the host chat.
Yes, the tutorial for the timeline crashing.
Maybe you can read that off and mm-hmm. help people with that. Very, very informative.
Yes. You can do extended timeline crashing, but she says that this is heavy weeks of coughing, so it sounds like extra timeline crashing.
Yeah, that's entities then. If you're coughing a lot, that'd be entities.
How about with the
entities with your condition?
Empathic body.
Yep. Just get rid of the entities and see what happens. And if you are empathic a lot, then, yeah, you could have picked them up that way, too. Or the young child, being that they're young and they have asthma, you might, first do the emotional clearing and just see if that helps. And then also clear away the energies on timelines if you happen to see somebody, after seeing medicine, we'll say, as if you went to a specialist for that or something like that, then that whole room, office, is filled full of people with asthma or a condition like that with a breathing difficulty. So they could have picked up, Tom could have picked up more energy that way just by being there than she had initially. Entities are there. So I would do entity clearing. Back to you.
Okay, is that the wide range of clearings to handle tackling one situation? And sometimes it does take many clearings to do to clear out some heavy energies, just like you pointed out at the beginning of the show when you cleared the heavy energies and suggested the nail barcode removal, timeline crashing, and the alien keyword intercept. So hopefully that will help you, listener. And thank you, everyone, for writing in. And please continue to do so for our program on Monday. And if you've written to the program and didn't get hear your question asked, please do send it in again, because we do want to try to get to everything, but sometimes just can't, and they can sometimes get buried underneath the list of emails we get and comments, too. Ron, about 2 weeks ago, you had asked us co-hosts to remind you, or even listeners to remind you, to release deceased whales and dolphins from entrapment and pain of being stuck here.
Okay, yeah, let's do that then. Okay, wonderful. Here we go. Let's connect with the spirit energies of those beings that are stuck here, and we'll just release them back to light. So here we go. Connecting to the energies here. So one, two, this would also include fish. One, two, three, four, five, oh boy, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. If you happen to watch something on TV, you may have this energy with you. You actually feel it leave. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So let's do one. We got maybe 4 minutes here. Let's do one for indigenous people. So that could be people that were on the land before, you know, everybody came over to here with ships. So that could be, we're in North America, could be the Indians that were here. People listening, if they're in the other side of the planet, you know, there's also indigenous people there. So let's do a clearing for, I guess, probably like abuse, maybe sadness. Slavery clearing is great for anybody who rested in feeling better. And you could even put in there to have the shackles taken off of you on the slavery clearing. You may think of that and do that. But let's release the heartache and sadness from the spirits that could be landlocked here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So we'll do for them also sadness and slavery, in case that was a condition here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy, heavy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow, okay. Maybe we could devote a show possibly, you know, to Native Americans or something, or indigenous people. If anybody's listening and you have that the blood in you of that, you may not be, you know, 100%, but maybe, you know, some traumas that was talked about through your history or something. Maybe we could do something where we can release things like that. One thing that comes up naturally is maybe burial grounds of Native Americans, and, you know, now it could be a parking lot, you know. or land being abused or something. But anyway, I'll do one now for burial ground before we close the show off here. Here we go. Native American burial grounds. This could also go to Canada, you know, North America. So here we go. One, maybe even Alaska. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Okay. Hello, everybody. Thank you. Boy, my throat's kind of sore. Maybe there's a lot of stuff where people had stuff with their throats. Well, let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. So you have to command your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head, the alien agenda, because you want to be in peace. And your spirit then will drop them down to your heart where it resides and give you peace energy. It's hard to think because you're in peace. Of course, energy doesn't judge anything. No vocabulary. So dropping down, 10987654321, 10987654321, and 10987654321. Okay, everybody, so blessings. And we'll see you maybe tomorrow on our 8-hour conference call. Starts at 10 o'clock Pacific. Now we have a BBS program Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific. Station 1. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Kathy. Bye.
Good night.